And this is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Wednesday, December 30th, 2015. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here, with links to all the local publications and more at the top of the page. Jillian Nadiak is reporting in the Register Star that the Valencia Free Library is getting a new home. The library will move into a new building located at 1036 Kinderhook Street when construction is completed January 11th. The facility will be fully handicapped accessible and has far more space than the old facility. As a result, the library will now be able to provide more programs for children and adults, as well as expand its current book collection. The Kinderhook Street location also has a parking lot with space to accommodate 15 cars. The move was made possible entirely through donations and fundraising. Money raised through the library's capital campaign was used to acquire the new building. Tax funds are used for library operating expenses, including heating, electric, salaries, and purchasing of books. Those funds cannot be used for construction. The new building opens January 12th. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Windham Journal is reporting emergency mental health services are now available through mobile crisis assessment team operated by the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene counties by confidentially calling 518-943-5555. That's 518-943-5555. According to assessment team director Amy Richards, three levels of specialty care are available as part of the program, which was launched in July. The team's goal is to relieve pressure on hospitals, emergency rooms, and urgent care centers. Quote, our mission is to divert individuals from psychiatric hospitalizations, minimize police interventions for strictly mental health matters, and provide rapid, effective linkages to long-term service providers, unquote, Richards said. Professionals are available by phone from noon until 8 p.m., 7 days a week. The hope is to expand to 24/7 availability in the future. There is no charge for the service. Read the full story in the Windham Journal. David G. Ambuso is reporting at Politico New York that funding cuts to New York's clean air monitoring program could jeopardize air quality statewide, especially in urban areas. This is according to a report released December 29th by Environmental Advocates of New York. Clearing the Air rebukes Governor Cuomo and the state legislature for failing to fully fund the Department of Environmental Conservation's air monitoring program. It also criticizes state leaders for lacking the political will to implement the Diesel Emissions Reduction Act of 2006, which was supposed to have been fully implemented by 2010. Environmental advocates found a 25% cut in staffing levels over 6 years, and funding for the Clean Air Program fell by 34% in 8 years. The report states, quote, although overall numbers show that air quality in New York has improved over the last 5 years, these numbers do not tell the whole story. With fewer resources available to monitor air quality, the DEC has been forced to do less because they have less, which leaves New York's air quality in jeopardy, unquote. A DEC spokesperson said the department's air monitoring program went well beyond federal standards. Quote, New York's air quality monitoring program is one of the strongest in the nation and has resulted in major reductions in air pollution across the state, he said, unquote. The full report is available online at eany.org. Read the full story at Politico New York. Today is Wednesday, December 30th, 2015, and there are many public meetings around the area. Today is the fifth Wednesday of the month. WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm time and location. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors holds their year-end meeting today at 4 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. In Greenport, there's a town board year-end meeting at 11 a.m. at Town Hall, 600 Town Hall Drive in Greenport. Town Hall will be closed for the duration of the meeting from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. today in Greenport. In Kinderhook, there's a year-end town board meeting at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 3211 Church Street in Valencia. National Weather Service in Albany today predicts a chance of showers mainly after 4 p.m. with fog in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Chance of precipitation is 30% on Wednesday, with showers likely mainly before 2 a.m. overnight and a low around 35. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 43 and a low around 29. And New Year's Day, Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40 and a low around 26. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.